Welcome to the Draw.Biz Podcast, your weekly dose of fantasy footy content.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Draft Doctors. I'm your host, John Crockett. It is the off-season. The shirt has been opened up. The tyre's off. Pants are open. It is all things fun and frivolity from here on in. And to kick things off, we've got a bit of an ISO draft as well as a bit of a talking about the retirements and delistings that we know to date. And we've got your questions as well. And to do that is the man in the West, Stevie Fizz. How you doing?
I'm good. It's time to talk some footy now the season's over. I'm pumped.
That's it.
I'm pumped.
Get into it. And he's had plenty of time to prepare, but he's still fucking around with his headphones. It is Cam. Welcome.
Hey, boys. Just one message for the season that has just gone. Get in the bin and happy to see the back of that.
Unless you're Tom Brown, who's reported a 28-game season with 18-minute quarters.
Correct.
Get fucked. I think we will all be single males and our wives and partners will leave us. And that's not us. That's the whole fantasy community.
That's actually before they start the 28 rounds, to be fair.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, we are going to get into it. The season has finished, and there's real finals footballs to be played, but the list cuttings has commenced, even though we don't know what the list size is going to be for 2021 and the soft cap, what the limit is on that. But just going through some of the teams that have announced, we'll have a look at the important players and if there's any, maybe a home for any of the players, but unless they're retired. And starting with the Crows, we saw Bryce Gibbs hang up the boots this year. Got the farewell game and they just fed him left, right and centre and everyone thought maybe he goes on, but no, he's done. He is done, as well as Riley Knight, also delisted today. He might have been stream value, but that's about it, I would have thought there. Moving on to Carlton, we did see Cruiser and Kay Simpson retire and they had a few others delisted. Hugh Goddard, he was a high draft pick. Never really got a crack at St Kilda. And only played one or two games at Carlton, but I think his career's over. Didn't really see a lot of him. And our boy, Darcy Lane, is gone.
No more Darcy Lane. Also, my brand could potentially be further in the toilet than it already was, because I'm also expecting a George Hall and Smith delisting at some point. So with that and Darcy Lane, I mean, tatters already.
Oh, absolutely. Some big names there at Essendon. Tom Bell Chambers had his retirement. Connor McKenna retired and going back to Ireland. Sean McKernan was an interesting one. I thought he was being pretty serviceable throughout the years. Maybe as a bit of a stream option. And they've got rid of him. And Joe Danaher apparently is touring opposition facilities in the coming days. So I guess he's out of there. So Tom Stewart it is for 2021.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting who makes up that forward line down at Tullamarine.
For sure. Tom Stewart.
Yeah, Ruckman. What? Who is it?
James Stewart, I think, isn't it?
Stewart? I know the last name's Stewart. Or is it Stewart something? I don't know. The key forward for Essendon.
James Stewart. Tom Stewart's James the Cats Stewart. Player.
The yeah. Cats. There you go. He might be retired and deleted. I don't know. Kobe Much, we don't care. Mitch Hibbard, he was picked up as a bit of a rookie, also delisted.
I think Kobe Much will be almost in those deep dynasty keepers. He was probably in a team in every league. Like, he had such good junior numbers and then he just never really did anything at senior level. So,
no.
A bit disappointing.
Freo, Cam McCarthy again as called a quits, and also guys of Isaiah Butters, Jason Carter and Dylan O'Reilly. Never heard much of them. Gold Coast Suns have only had the Pierce Hanley retirement so far, but I suppose we can throw in George Hall and Smith and Braden Fiorini as delisted. You heard it here first, people.
Wow, breaking news.
And I'll throw in Nick Holman. He was too good. They'll keep him over Fiorini, won't they?
Caleb Graham signs on.
Go Caleb Garrett. Dynasty League. Dynasty League. GWS, the interesting one there, Sauce Jacobs retiring. I thought he had a pretty good year. Shane Mumford, is he going around again? Or and who the hell is GWS's backup ruckmans? Because other than that, I've got no idea, unless they're going to try and poach someone, maybe like a Zach Smith type, potentially from another club. I don't know. So that I thought that was a bit of an interesting one for GWS. And Tommy Sheridan also. I don't know if he delisted or retired. I wasn't too sure.
I think he retired. Leave it with me for the ruck side retired. Of it, though.
Hawthorne, we saw Pioppolo and Stratton retire, and also it came out kind of Glasses retiring and going back to Ireland. And Ricky Henderson had that banger of a year. Was it last year? Just absolutely came out of nowhere. Would have been sitting on waiver wires and was top 10 or 20 midfielder by the end of the year. So he's hanging up the boots. Very good journeyman.
Who knew that the Titch effect would go so far one way and then so far the other way? Like, it gave him a career at the end of his career, and then it took it away just as fast, and he came back. It's pretty pretty ruthless.
But he was 31, 32 already, so...
Oh, yeah, of course. But, like, he went from obscurity to journeyman to, you know, absolute star of Hawthorne's midfield, and then Titch comes back and he's retired.
Yeah.
pretty severe.
Titch, if you're listening, throw Ricky Henderson a slab. He deserves it. Deserves it. North Melbourne, Jesus Christ, they took no time in cutting the fat from their team. We just heard Ben Brown hasn't been offered a new contract, and there's going to be a lot of teams like Essendon, Collingwood looking for a key forward going forward. I dare say they're probably the best two suitors. Is it maybe in Adelaide?
What would Adelaide want him? They've got like key forwards coming out their ass. Like, they've already got... Like, what can Ben Brown do? Can lead at the ball and kick the goal. They already have Tex Walker, who does exactly that.
But Tex is, what, 34, 35?
He'll keep going.
Ben Brown's, what, 26, 27?
Just saying, the guys who can't, you know, do much around defensively, the ground, sort of like...
Yeah. Do you think Paul Ahern gets another crack somewhere as his day's over?
I don't know. You really can't go on too much with the limited information we got, because you don't know how big the lists are going to be. If they're going to be super skinny, like guys like, you know, Paul Ahern, what's he done to show that he's worthy of a spot other than being a high pick?
Well, they got rid of a fair few defenders. Just some of them are Magic Door, Jamie McMillan, Tom Murphy, Jasper Pittard, Marley Williams. I thought Jamie McMillan might be able to offer another club something. Like, I know North went with Ben McKay and a few others through towards the end of the year, but Jamie McMillan's been a pretty solid defender over the years, and might be another club, maybe a West Coast, takes a punt on him. They've got an aging defence there.
Maybe, but like, if they see more in Aiden Core than a lot of these guys, then that probably tells a story as well.
That's true. That is
I'll tell you. Just coming back to it, boys, it's obviously Matthew Flynn season down at GWS next year. Matthew Flynn.
Jotting that down right now. Going to grab him in the keeper league.
Well, I think some of the ruck moves have been really interesting. Like, we haven't really talked about anything so far other than who's gone. But like, you look at the Essendon moves, like for Bell Chambers to retire and them to move on from McKernan, that's pretty, like, they're really only, like, that's saying, yeah, we believe in Draper.
Sam Draper.
I would have thought.
Yep.
And Phillips is still there, but they'd probably use him as the backup.
Well, they might play him together.
Yeah.
I mean, Draper's been okay when he's gone forward for a resting ruckman sort of thing. And then you look at Carlton, and I mean, like, Cruz, I know Cruz hasn't, he had his injury troubles, but I mean, TDK's been serviceable when he's been in, like, as a young ruck. Like, there's some good options for keeper players in the rucks, I would have thought. Like, maybe the smaller rucks, teams can't carry all these sort of journeyman ruckmen.
Yeah, it's bad news for someone like a Zach Smith. You know, those people who basically live on a list until they're 31 because they're over 200 centimetres and then get delisted. Like, I think this will probably hurt them. And it actually makes it really interesting from a depth perspective, because rucks aren't exactly the most sturdy people going around, right? There's so much pressure on their knees and their bodies. They go down all the time. And so for, you know, to cull and reduce your stocks in that department is risky as for everyone.
They're going to have another trick up their sleeve. They're going to have to be ruck forwards, hey?
I think so.
And teams are aware losing the hitouts.
Yes. Yeah, like teams now that are good at winning the ball without winning the clearances, so your Hawthorn, your Richmond, even Bulldogs type that don't have that dominant ruckman winning the hitouts, they're the teams that probably have an advantage already, which might mean more tackles as there's fights for the ball. So it's interesting to watch and see how that plays out over the pre-season. And Port Adelaide, the superior Grundy, Riley Grundy, has been delisted. he might join his brother, but I doubt it. And the Hoff has finally retired. He has been an absolute weapon over the last, I'd say, 10, 15 years in fantasy football. He's been a midfielder, a forward, a defender, a ruckman. He's been everywhere.
Remember when he had that year a couple of years ago when all their rucks went down and he like averaged over 100? And people were trying to make the case that he'd do it again the next year. I was like, no.
No.
It was unbelievable. No. One of the most unbelievable things I've heard.
But probably the biggest news we've seen so far is Zach Williams has nominated to exercise his free agency, and Carlton, the front runner, have already put a 5-year contract in front of his face there. So you would think the idea of Zach Williams going to Carlton is the hashtag more mid time. You would think.
Oh, if that happens, wow, that's pretty big news for his keeper owners, because they'll get a year of him playing midfield. And we have seen him dominate through the midfield. I think it was 2019. It was really the last 8 weeks, I think it was. He was really thrust into the midfield with Toby Green, and they both just absolutely shredded. I mean, if that happens, it's good news. I don't know that he'd get to those numbers. Like, they were pretty cut up at the time, GWS. And you got to remember, like, Carlton will have Sam Walsh, Cripps. So, I mean, they got some pretty big names in there already. So, wow, it's a good move, though. But, I mean, Simpson retired, so...
I think it's really interesting that straight away everyone said that he's going in the midfield. Like, just sort of the media just speculated straight away, and there's no real, like, I don't think there's been an announcement from him saying, I'm going there to play in the midfield or anything like that.
So, he just said he wants to be closer to his sister in Albury. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, is that the midfield? I don't know. Like,
well, it's the middle of between Sydney and Melbourne, that's for sure.
And so, like, from my perspective, I hear Cade Simpson is retiring. You know, maybe he does.
Where's your
play
sources
in
on
defense?
That one? Please tell us. Cade Simpson is not retiring.
Yeah, he's... you know, I think there's a world where he does play in defense and just continues his merry way. They've got Nick Newman, obviously, to come back, and SPS was actually all right in the last probably 3 or 4 weeks of the year off that half back. You know, they've got some options there. I don't think it's a lock that he's going to go in the mid.
No, but it's certainly a good prospect, and it's a good dice roll. If you do, he will get his defender status, but if he is playing midfield, it's a good pickup.
I think it's really interesting just looking at the list sizes. Again, being flexible is going to be important. So maybe, you know, like you got a guy like Doherty who's had Rico's. Well, maybe he just rests and they go, well, our defense is okay. We've got, if Nick Newman comes back, we've got him, Zach Williams can play back. The Pride of Ararat's obviously in there. But they got a lot of defenders, who can play defence, I should say.
So Luke Beveridge has taken it. He's seen the DPP status in fantasy, and now he's moved it to the real game, and now it's going to be DPP in real football come 2021 by the sounds of it.
Could be.
Could be.
I think as well with Zach Williams, like, it's really interesting to pay up for... He's a really good player, right? And he changes the dynamic of the Giants when he's on. But, like, man, his injury history is just pretty awful, to be honest. And he's just had lingering sort of Achilles issues.
Medical seems to be pretty good. I mean, Patrick Cripps is mummified every week and seems to play pretty well. And they've got Cruiser back on the park. So, you know.
Have they? Cruiser barely touched the park. And Charlie Curnow hasn't touched the park in, like, a year and a half. Like, I don't think it's that good.
It would probably be an upgrade from GWS's medical team.
That is true.
Cannot get anyone on the park, ever.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. Has there been any other free agents we've heard about? We know Aiden Corr, but probably not really fantasy relevant. Actually, going to North Melbourne, ball's going to be kicked in there a lot. There is a whisper of Robbie Tarrant cracking the Sads and wanting to exercise his free agency as well.
So they actually said Hurley as well today from the Bombers. But the Aiden Corr thing is great. Like, not from where he's going, but who's going to fill the spot. I think there's a late draft Smokey for next year and Isaac coming for sure. He was already touted to go big this year, and then he got injured.
I think we had a question about that coming up later on.
I think we'll have too much salary cap hype for Stato's boy. And we got Stato's boy factor.
Yeah, that's fair. He's got some weight, that Stato. Not as much as he used to, because he's been on a healthy eating trajectory for a while now. But
That's all right. For no one else, let's get into our first ISO draft in a very, very long time. One of our good friends of the show, Ninja Spoon, was laid off recently and took to the grog, as you would after getting boned from your job. We don't know how many years, but we'll say 20 years of service. It's a long time in a job. So our condolences to you. Hopefully you land on your feet. And he said he was on the JDs early on in the day, but was going to switch to the kombucha later on. I don't know if that would be a good for the guts, because you got bourbon in the guts and then you got kombucha to...
Oofed.
That could be a messy morning the day after. But we came up with the idea. He wanted us to do an ISO draft with our favourite alcohol. We're not talking brands like Jack Daniel or Jim Beam. It's actual alcohol. So, Cam, I don't even know if you know 9 types of alcohol for this draft.
Wait, is kombucha alcohol?
No, it's not alcohol. Oh. Although...
It could be used as a mixer.
Apparently very good as a mixer.
Ah, right.
Because they've got like a lime flavour, so you can mix it with like your rum and lime and, I don't know, ginger beer to make Dark and Stormies. I'm just speculating here. Steve, do you have like a number generator picker or?
Yep.
Yep.
I don't believe you at all.
Yeah, I do. That's my head.
Yep, that's all right.
All right. I'm thinking of a number. Fuck. That's, I don't know how I was going to work that. Just pick, John. It's just you.
Okay.
Just
beer. Order it up.
Just
going beer.
Just order it up. Oh, all you're going beer. First, are you? That's the order.
Oh, fuck it.
Jono's going straight to the cans of beer.
Beer and craft beer.
Well, they're two. That's just a beer.
Are they two separate? Are they separate?
I wouldn't have thought so.
Nah. I'll take lock all in the beer. Beers. Steve, you can go. Fuck you, Cam. You're going last.
Shit.
Jeez. Love to see it. I'm going for the Queensland Fighting Juice, the dark rum.
Oh, interesting.
What? You get laid off. You want to get angry and just punch shit. Nothing gets you angrier than the Bundy.
Than the Bundy. Cam, your first pick.
I'll just go with the scotch. A little bit of scotch.
Scotch.
It's all about, see, I go the opposite way. I'd want to just sit back, relax, have a nice tipple of scotch and shed a couple of tears, boys. And...
Your next pick, Cam.
Oh, jeez, I've got to go again. I'll go with a red wine.
Ooh, red wine.
That is a dangerous combination.
Scotch and red wine, there you go.
Yep.
Well, I'll continue on my angry man theme. I'm going the Irish whiskey.
Oh, are we doing different locations of whiskey?
What, Irish?
Scotch whiskey? No?
Well,
yeah,
I don't know.
Of course. How could you not?
Well, that's whiskey without the E. I'll take the whiskey with the E. Bourbon.
Yeah.
Bourbon.
Johnny's got the beer and bourbon.
And
he's definitely captured most of the Queensland market there, actually. You almost had him with the Bundy, but
yeah, well, I did want dark rum. I did want dark rum. That's always a good one. But I'll finish off No, I'll leave that for Steve because that gets people real angry as a tequila. But I'll finish off with some vodka. I'll need some vodka. There's nothing like a good vodka.
Is it just three rounds? Is it?
Yeah, we'll do three rounds.
Okay. Okay. Well, after getting angry, there's only one thing left to do. Once you realize the mess you've created, you need to cry. So the gin. Get some 50-year-old woman drink into you.
I thought you were going to go the your old rye. You like your rye?
I do like the rye, but it's a pleasure drink.
It's not an angry drink.
Not an angry drink.
Cam, finish us off.
Yeah, going to go with, you just want to experience a little bit of pain. So I'm just going to lock in. Oh, no, probably can't do that. Chartreuse? Can I do that? Is that, no?
You just want to die, do you? Yeah. That's a brand. I don't even know
what it's called. I think it's a brand.
It's a brand. Okay, what sort of alcohol is it? Like a liqueur?
I don't know.
It's a liqueur.
Let's yeah. No. We'll pick something else.
White wine. Gotcha.
No. Something better than white wine. I'm going to go with... I'll take tequila, actually.
Tequila.
Yeah.
Not a cider, man? Well, that would have been Doss's
tequila. Fuck on cider. Cider's a shit drink.
Yeah. I reckon Doss would have gone with the white wine, the cider, and the white rum, to be honest. That's just about his level.
White rum, yee.
Yuck.
Yeah. Nice, quick, easy draft. If you've got any other suggestions for some ISO drafts, hit us up on Twitter at The Draft Doctors and also the Facebook as well. We'll get on to the questions now. We've got some questions. Russ2468 asks, what would you be willing to give up for Caldwell, Hatley, and or Fiorini if they change clubs? Well, who? Well, Fiorini.
Sounds like a keeper question.
Yeah, it sounds like a keeper. Yeah.
You'd have to be pretty keen on Hatley because you're imagining he's going to Adelaide where there'd be opportunities galore. The problem with the other two is, Caldwell's probably a walk-up start, but where are they going to get that opportunity?
I don't mind the Hatley to Adelaide. So especially if rumours are true and Brad Crouch does go out, he's close to a like-for-like inclusion into that team. So a fair bit of ball there for him to win.
I heard the rumour that Brad Crouch is going to exercise his right for free agency to Port Adelaide.
Yes, I heard that too. And I
like
love it.
Ultimate plotting midfield now. Sorry, I just thought,
Rockcliffe, Waddles to Boak, Waddles to Wines. Brouch. My goodness.
Terrible. Surly the Hand said, it's not related to the topic at hand, but it goes, apart from Gil's mullet, what was your highlight from this season?
The finish. The end, yeah.
Yeah.
The end. I mean, that was brutal.
I actually say the Tom Brown translator Twitter handle, that was a good addition to Twitter, I thought.
I think Tom Brown's coverage of the Stack and Coleman Jones kebab fight was pretty up there.
Also, fake footy.
Yeah, fake footy. Yeah. Actually, that was better.
Fake footy's been great.
Yeah. Steve S. asks, what did Witherden do to deserve this? Go from the highest of highs to the highest of lows.
It's probably that.
Yeah. If we're honest. That's what I was trying to get to.
Yep. I don't know. And where's he going to end up? Do you reckon surely he leaves the club? He's behind Starcevic.
Well, that's the thing. Starcevic pumped out 2 Supercoach tons in the last couple of weeks or 3 weeks when he came back in. So you can't imagine Witherden getting back into that team. And Zach Bailey's playing well. Can't see him getting back in that team.
Yeah, North Melbourne could use a defender.
Especially a running defender since they got rid of them all. Mm. Yeah, so I'd say North Melbourne going there.
Like for like replacement for Marley Williams.
Slightly better.
How the mighty have fallen.
Hey, poor Mason Wood. Got rid of him. Zach Ling asked, does Zach Williams leaving GWS for Carlton open up his role for the Statesman's boy, Harry Perryman?
I'd think so. He re-signed today, Harry Perryman. the Giants. There was speculation he was going to go to Port as well. But he did re-sign today. And, I mean, I'd guess that he moves back into defence to cover that hole. Especially also, with Aiden Corr leaving as well.
And also what happens with Heath Shaw, depending if he re-signs or they move him on somewhere else.
Yeah, I just can't believe he was talking like a couple of weeks ago about he's keen to go on again, either at GWS or another club. It's like, what club needs a waddling, like, he's the king Waddle, right?
Oh, yeah, Captain Waddle.
Captain Waddle. What club needs that?
I have no idea. And there is an additional question or comment to that. He goes, Isaac Cumming as well, I think we just spoke about earlier, could fit into that role as well.
Yep. I think Isaac Cumming will go closer to taking the kickouts, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And the final question is from Phil B. He says, question or challenge, field a 2-3-1-2 fantasy team from 2020 players with two first names. And I say, challenge accepted, Phil. I have done a team. So I'll go through it. It is 2-3-1-2. Now, I will need some clarification here. I've got Zach Williams, but with a plural, does that count or not count?
Well, theoretically, any word is a name. So, you know,
well, okay.
What a killjoy that is.
Yeah.
Getting the bin.
Well, all right, I'll take Zach Williams, Harris Andrews off the board, but I'll replace it with Jackson Nelson and Zach Bailey. And if you really want a low ball it, Aaliyah Aaliyah. Boom, mic drop. my midfielders can't go past Mitch Duncan. Will Brody, he's moved from defence into that midfield, and you got to have a tagger, so Ryan Clark, he's the third midfielder. My mate Ruckman is Oscar Allen.
What?
And my
what?
Two...
You've done the pride dirty.
Rowan Marshall? Ooh, I didn't get that far down the list. It was quickly before we started recording, so I could throw Rowan Marshall in there as well. I don't know too many Marshall.
The guy on the TV show, the Barney one. That was a match. Oh, yeah.
And my forward line is Jamie Elliott and Jack Martin. So, not a bad team. Not a bad team.
Not bad.
Thrown together 10 minutes before we started recording this.
Nice.
All right. That is going to wrap up the show for this week. As I said before, if you have any ideas for an ISO draft, hit us up on the Twitter at the Draft Doctors or on Facebook as well.
Did you have Dustin Martin?
Where the hell was Lachie Neal?
5 minutes before the fucking show. Do it yourself.
Clayton Oliver.
I feel like there's a lot left on the table here, John.
Yeah.
There is. I'll just maybe obscure first names then. Fuck.
Luke Parker.
I like Rob. I need a tagger. Show me another tagger then, smartass.
Oh, a tagger.
Don't say tagger. Dylan Clark.
Matt DeBoer? Haven't you heard of DeBoer?
Damn, like that DeBoer first name. Just got me. Someone in the Netherlands. As I said, if you've got any ideas for ISO drafts, hit us up on the Twitters. Let us know.
Tom Stewart?
That's a good defender.
Yes, it is.
Oh, goodness,
shit. Man. All right. Thanks for listening.
Jake Lloyd?
Yeah, not going to get any bloody backlash on Twitter about this one.
Oh.
Thanks for listening to the Draft Doctors podcast. For more tips and in-depth analysis, head over to thedraftdoctors.com.au.